Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, hey, hey. Current Reno temperature, it's 48 degrees. Yeah, Reno. It's a local show. I'm Chad Potter, live and local, 48 degrees right now in Reno. No crashes, but the wind, gosh, still the high wind prohibition, Washoe Valley, old 395 Washoe Valley, Bowers to Lakeview, just past East Lake Boulevard. Ski resorts have, you know what, they've been putting up a really good front this season, but what a disaster it has been for them this December so far. You know, skiers are not so much into rain, but one big Sierra snowstorm, one big one, like many people are expecting, that will literally save the entire ski season and the resort. So they really are hyped up about this. For now, though, it's slim pickings, just like this show. Let's say hi to Craig in Carson City. Hey, my man, how's it going?
It's going well, John.
Happy it always
holidays.
Is with
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Hey, Merry Christmas. Yes, we had Christmas carolers come to our house this week, Thursday night. Just adorable. I haven't opened the door to Christmas carolers since I was a kid. Yeah, ages ago. I thought that was another one of those, like, gone forever things. But what a smile it put on our faces. And Craig, after Hark the Herald Angels Sing, the kids go, and by the way, after they sang, they said this. They said in unison, do you want us to sing another? And I have to say to the parents of these six kids, you have done an exemplary, laudable, and very commendable job. It was such a pleasure. And anyway, yes, good topics today. Do you have you don't have a Christmas tree, right, Mr. Craig?
No, it would just be me. It would be wasted money right now.
Yeah,
it's me and myself and I in the house. So,
well, I was going to mention because I always forget to do this time of year. They are half off, just about everywhere now. And I remember last year, the Quarter of Virginia and Plum in Reno, the Boy Scouts set up a little Christmas tree lot with it. They have a big trailer and everything, and they got like 100 trees. And I think, well, what they do, and they've already done it, darn it, this year. Last year, they waited till after Christmas. They pack up the trailer, and they just leave all the unsold trees behind. And I think Christmas tree sales have been very slow this year because they went to 50% off on these trees like a week ago. And I drove by today, and the trailer's gone. And there's just like, I think the word got out that they leave behind all the trees that they were selling. And I only saw two small piles of Christmas trees out there at Plum and Virginia. Last year I called up Kathy day after Christmas. Honey, can I have a tree after Christmas? And I saw an odd gift, but it made me laugh. Scrolling around Walmart.com, they have this perfect reproduction of the Mona Lisa framed, but it's for the bathroom, and Mona Lisa is holding her nose. The description says it's for hanging over the toilet. What will they think of next? And I also made this terrible mistake to go to Costco on a Friday, on the traditionally busiest shopping day of the year, the Friday before Christmas, I think I read somewhere. I had to go. I had to pick up a prescription, and oh, always a bad sign when you walk up to Costco and the line of available shopping carts is short. You just, You know what's in there. You just gather your courage and you just march in there. And it was even more imperative, you know, because wouldn't you know it, that was the day the prescription got filled. But I have to say kudos to Costco. They made it work. It was full staff. Every single register was manned. They got that efficiency thing down. The biggest challenge was trying to maneuver your way through that snack bar crowd. And folks, you think 80 to USA Parkway in the morning is bad. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, John, I had a question.
Yes.
How big was your prescription that you needed a shopping cart for it?
I'm not that sickly, but I was out. So I'll tell you what it is. And, you know, Derek Lee is all upset at me every time he asks me, do you still take statins? And I'm always on the verge of just stopping them, you know, because I hear so many terrible things about them, but I also hear many good things about them, especially from my doctor. Derek Lee doesn't believe in them. You know, he says that, and he's coming on at 9:30. He says that the statins do a great job of taking the fat away out of your body, but the brain relies on that fat, and you'll get brain fog or something, and it's not good health, you know, health-wise. It's another prescription company pharmaceutical scam, some people believe. And I keep reading and reading, and one side will convince me, then the other side. So, you know, it's not a huge thing. Maybe now I'm in the mood to quit. Thank you. Thank you so much, Craig. So far, Powerball, you don't play, do you? No.
I've been tempted to go and get 100 tickets.
Well, the temptation is steep, my friend. There was no winner so far this week. There was no winner Wednesday. So the jackpot for tonight's drawing is $1.5 billion. The cash payoff and the value is $690 million for the Powerball. I think that's the second highest. It was $1.5 billion, second highest of the year jackpot. There's got to be a winner by tonight. Other news, we got another warning from another police agency warning about porch pirates. This is their season. This is the season where the porch pirates, and I mentioned this before, and the police call them that. The local news media calls them that, but I really dislike it when people and the media call them porch pirates. It minimizes theft. It's like porch pirates. It's too much cuteness, you know, in that term. It's like calling this crime a prank, or they're not pirates. They're thieves, low down bottom feeder thieves, not porch pirates. But anyway, yes, this is right now the peak season for these criminals, and there are no doubt, you know, many more packages coming in this holiday season. And by the way, everybody who says get cameras, am I alone in thinking that these crooks nowadays who are stealing anything either have no shame and they don't really care about the cameras, or they know the police are not going to hunt down the package thieves? You know, they have much bigger crimes to deal with. But just like predators that come in and prey upon our stores with the retail theft, there are these other predators. And when they take from you, it is enraging and it's wrong. You get that photograph on your phone of that package on your porch and you go out, it's not there. And very rarely does it get found for lots of families. But if you've had a difficulty with that, I'd like to hear it. And if we don't get calls on that, if that type of criminality has not sunk its roots deeply into our soil, then glory hallelujah. But if it happens to you, I've got a solution. I think we need to bring dogs back, or possibly maybe let dogs run loose. And I understand, you know, we got a leash law, but like at your house, what if you put a fence around your house and you told the package people, just throw it up in there, right? You just chuck it over the fence. It'll be okay. it creates some place where it'll land softly, and then your dog running loose around there. And I think that would keep people from coming on your property to steal your package. And if I had a business, a store or a shop or something like that, I'd be tempted to have a store dog, a nice dog, but a fairly large and imposing dog that was at territorial during the day when customers are there. I see the store cats, okay, here and there. But in my opinion, and I'm well-versed in cat behavior, I don't consider that good security. And maybe you could take the dog home and let him run around the grass, and then at night you could have the dog sleep at the store, right? I mean, somebody comes along looking to break in. They have this large dog with teeth looking back out the glass at you with a fair amount of attitude. We have cars broken into at night, thieves looking for valuables and even change. It may work to have your dog sleep in a car. I love dogs. I know they want to be with humans and such, but you got to earn your keep, you know? The notion that a dog would protect our property is as old as the relationship between humans and dogs. And I think that would be a persuasive situation. You see all these TV news stories about, theft and dog. What I'm saying right now, you fully understand why Channel 2 decided not to keep me around anymore. So anyway, I think it's a persuasive solution. And okay, so my dog fantasies are over right now. I do think, in respect to the police, our police, and we see them do so many good things. You saw the shop of the sheriff and all that. I just feel our police should not focus on building community relations. They should focus on fighting crime. The past decades of currying favor with the activists and the organizers has enriched those activists and organizers and further divided police in the community and left America's streets more dangerous. It's similar to a parent always trying to be their child's best friend. And all they have to do to build community relations, I think, is to uphold the law according to written laws, you know, to be respectable, fair, and non-biased. No good old boys or who you know games. I know I got a call I'll go to in a minute. But as I once said to a politician, the best form of community policing I know was placing a set of handcuffs on a person who broke the law. And some of these community-based not-for-profits, they get a lot of cash with little or no results. Let the cops go out there and enforce the law. All right. Enough dog and handcuff talk. Let's go to Matt calling from Sparks. Oh, Matt's calling about dogs. Maybe this will catch up. Hey, Matt, good morning. I'm glad you called. I'm John Potter.
Good morning. We talked last week.
Uh-oh.
Robot dogs, sir. Robot dogs. They have them.
Well, robot. Don't they obviously look like robot dogs? And if they
look like robot dogs,
are they really that threatening?
Well, hang on.
Unless they have guns like 007 would have, you know?
Well, you can program it however, how aggressive or how friendly, and it will talk, obviously. And
Pulse. You
don't have to feed it. You don't have to take it out for the bathroom. Robot dog. And
are you, okay.
unless it's leaking a little oil, there's no pee.
Are you serious? You're not serious. You're like me, aren't you? You're not serious.
Sir, I am absolutely, sir, I'm being very, very serious.
All right. I think I brought up the wrong topic. But thank
John,
you so much.
John, yes. Talking about being serious about this, SpaceX's
they had a launch, didn't they?
Well, I'm talking about their Texas site for Starship. They actually had for a long time two robot dogs patrolling the property.
There you go.
Oh, how cute! Do they hop around like those ones that those prototypes that they had on the news?
No, these actually walked.
Yeah, I prefer the real thing, but you know,
I need some fear presented. All right. I appreciate your idea. Yeah. Matt, you're halfway there, my friend. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Block those calls, would you?
Hey,
I'm John Potter. This is all live and local. Phone number, if you're interested, 775-884-9910. Be back in a very short while. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 921.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk Station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. It is a bit gray out there and very calm, and it is a beautiful day for a radio program, and I hope you stick with us. I hope your Christmas shopping has gone well. I am easy to shop. I literally, when you're my age, you literally have everything you could possibly need. As a matter of fact, I have two of each of everything that I could possibly use in my lifetime. But so many people each and every year are stumped. Christmas gift ideas. And for the family, I heartily recommend board games where you have to sit around the dining room table or maybe with a family on the couch in the living room and you're laughing. And you're talking, you're drawing, you're dancing, you're pantomiming stuff. That develops you socially. Give the gifts that will help that young person grow and be better.
Oh, well, but they need the smartphone for school.
Yeah, they don't, okay? You know, I'm saying they'll get that at school. They'll give them a Chromebook or something like that. And personally, I think that's poison enough. You don't need, or they really don't need the smartphone until maybe high school. They're going to be fine. But think of a gift that will help develop their body. The bicycle is the easy choice there. Maybe you get them a, what do you call it, a cornhole game. Or maybe give him a basketball with a basketball hoop, you know, something that is like fun, a lacrosse stick, something like that. Maybe you get two baseball mitts, one for the parent and one for the child. Books that they can learn stuff. You can go visit new worlds with books and your brain can grow. Right, Derek? My thought is, and I used to say, even if you sit there and read nothing but romance novels, one, you're going to have a pretty screwed up view of how human relations between men and women go, but you're going to learn how to write a properly constructed sentence in the English language, and that's good for you, right? And also things like foster interaction with other human beings, games and stuff like that. Maybe get a Cub Scout uniform, Boy Scout uniform. Think of gifts along those lines, but please don't buy him a screen. Don't buy them that. Say, I'm not going to get them for you right now. I'm not going to be a partner in something that isolates you from the world that you need to live in and develop yourself normally to have a happy life. And your kid will go, huh? But does that make sense? And here's the thing, though. When you buy the phone for them, when you give them the headphones, or excuse me, I'm old. Okay, yes, I know, earbuds. Okay, you know, but the ones they ask for, it is like you are a hero to them and you win the giver of the gift award. Look at me, I did this. And, you know, we sometimes do that, don't we? Sometimes we give a gift because we want to be the big generous one, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's the day after as well, like when they open it and, oh, hey, look at this. This is so great. And, you know, today you're the hero. You bought the phone. You got the earbuds. But tomorrow when you're gone and that kid now lives in a different world, isolated from the world that you grew up in, and they became they become isolated from the world where you still are and where all the healthy relationships that can help that child grow strong are, I'm not sure that you've done a good thing, which reminds me of a great post that I saw on Nextdoor. I saw this a week or two ago, and I copy and pasted this post, a real person posted this. I had lunch at Joseph's Cafe on Plum the other day. The restaurant was full with mostly people over 50. Not one phone in sight. Lively conversations everywhere. People smiling and engaging in conversations. How refreshing. I haven't seen that in a long time. Yes, Joseph's is not a typical cafe where everybody comes to dine while focused on their annoying phones, like many places. There's no phones there. I don't know if that's the rule, but it's lively conversations everywhere. I would have to agree. That's very refreshing. Nobody playing out loud their TikTok videos on the phone. Why can't you get the headphones? I mean, but anyway, I didn't know places like Joseph's existed anymore. And yes, eye contact is the best contact. It's nice to talk to people and not look at your phone. It's so rude when people do that. And I generally believe humans have higher value than phones. I would kill a phone, but I wouldn't kill a human. And you know what? Along with that, and I don't want to sound like an old man, which, by the way, I say that a lot lately. I don't want to sound like an old man. I say that a lot lately. Do you know that I say that more now when I'm actually old than I did when I was younger, waiting to be old? But anyway, I don't want to sound like an old man yelling at the clouds, but it's too bad that mobile phones can't be uninvented. They are a plague on society. Anyway, I'll shut up now. Your turn to shine, folks. We take calls. Derek Lee is up next. We'll be talking health. We're going to take a break with Fox News, a very short break, and then Greg Neft with your local news. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:30.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Couple of texts. Hello, John. Would the robot dogs have cameras on board to catch the thieves stealing packages? Okay, there you go.
The answer to that question is yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, why didn't I think of that when I was going on and on about the dog in the car overnight? I just, yes.
I was going to say, ahead. And very quickly, something that played in the, not this last commercial break, but the previous one, for the Porch Pirates, there is George's Garage, one of our clients.
Yeah.
They actually can get you set up. So you can put a one-time code into your garage door for, like, your UPS man or whatever, UPS, FedEx, and they use it once, and the code is gone, so nobody can use it anymore. But it opens and closes the door, so they can put the package inside. And that's George and Son's Garage Doors here in Carson City.
Such a good idea. Thank you, Craig. And for the people texting and telling me, you know, your Joseph's is not on Plum, it's on Moana. No, there's a new Joseph's. It's Plum in Arlington, and that's what that person was writing about. Well, hello, Derek Lee.
Hello, John Potter. How are you?
All right. How are the holidays for you?
Wonderful. Very festive.
Very festive. Well, I feel great. Let me just say up front, again, this old man feels great, like I somehow lost 30 years along the way with your products. Thank you very much again. Derek Lee is the proprietor of BrainHealthFormulas.com. He doesn't do anything but work in his lab coming up with new formulas. And it's pretty outrageous. You have another new formula. I cannot keep track of all of these. I have my favorites, but then you have new ones that make me feel great, and they add them to the list, and my gosh, stop it, man. Stop it. I have like 10 products now that have worked for me.
That's great, John. I'm really happy. I'm really happy you feel so great.
Go on vacation or something.
Oh, John, what's life without having enjoying what you're doing?
You are making progress aside from the lab. You just told me you have you're refreshing up or giving a new look to the website.
Yeah, I talked to my website guy yesterday to find out when the new websites will be done. He's like, "Oh, it's done. I just need your information to be able to access WordPress and to launch it." I'm like, "Okay, great." So we're going to hopefully have a new website up Monday or Tuesday.
How different is it going to look at brainhealthformulas.com?
Oh, it's going to be similar. It's going to look more professional. It's going to be easier to navigate. We're going to have our top sellers. It'll be a top seller list. It's going to be much easier to navigate because we have everything grouped together. Something like memory, something like gut health. So we're actually, things are going to be categorized. So it'll be more easy to find what you're looking for more efficiently. Everything's very easily lit up. Everything's easy to see. And hopefully everything will work out smoothly and more efficiently.
Well, my opinion of brainhealthformulas.com is that, yes, it worked great. It really did. It did a lot more than other websites that I buy from do. Like your specials where you buy three, get with the fourth free. It automatically knows about it.
Yeah.
I wish so many other, they send me an email, oh, use this code, and half the time the code doesn't work, and it's not their fault. It's me reading the fine print and finding out that the free item only applies to this and this, and it's just frustrating. You don't do that fine print thing.
No, it's too much effort.
Yeah, so anyway, you have a great deal that we're going to talk about a little bit later, but the new product, the new formula, tell us about that.
So the new formula is called Nerve Revive. And so what this is based on is what a lot of people have asked me about. And so I actually had every intention of releasing this right after Neurogenesis. We could bundle it all together. However, the two products I need have been stuck in customs for 6 weeks. So that's
what? Where are they coming from?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It could be coming from England. It could be coming from Germany. It could be coming from Japan, Russia, China, India, doesn't matter. Custom holds everything and they test it because they want to make sure that, you're not importing 1 gram of fentanyl or.
Right. Do they test it in a timely manner?
No, that's why it took 6 weeks. So they might test it. And then when they feel like they get it. And also the government was shut down for a lot of that time frame also. So I'm not blaming anyone. It's just that the way I had this whole thing sequenced was week after week. And so we just got this a couple weeks ago. So then after we did some testing and verified it works the way it's supposed to, or the way I believed it should, here we are. Now we're releasing it now.
So how long is the wait? I'm sorry, a couple of months to get through customs? Or
it took about 6 weeks to get through customs. And usually it takes about 3 days.
Does the DMV run it?
Somebody does.
I'm not exaggerating.
I don't know who runs customs. I don't know if it's Homeland Security or if that's, okay. I don't know if it's its own agency. I just don't know.
All right. Well, the new product is called Nerve Revive.
Yeah. It's very straight to the point. So that what this works on is this works on the nervous system in the brain with the intent of being able to revive and revitalize the myelin sheath from the brain to the central nervous system and from the brain to the body. And so what we found is there's two specific acids, fatty acids. One's called the pentadecanoic acid. It's a 15-chain carbon chain of unsaturated fatty acids. There's companies on Amazon that sell it. One's called Fatty 15. There's a lot of information about that. And so that works, has a significant effect, not only in rebuilding the myelin sheath, but also has things like, it also does things like it's anti-inflammatory. It helps to inhibit the mTOR pathway, which that is a significant contributor. That's what metformin does. Also, and same thing with rapamycin, is it inhibits the mTOR pathway, which then focuses on cells being able to regenerate versus replicate. So it actually has a tremendous amount of longevity properties.
And this is already on Amazon?
Fatty 15 is. That's but a specific.
You've added to it.
Yeah. This is a single component. It's 100 milligrams of that specific fatty acid chain. And so that's similar. So I'm just referencing that company on Amazon because, they're selling it. It's really expensive from that company. It's like $130 for 90 capsules. And so we have the same amount of that acid in our formula. This is, I think, $60 or $70 for each capsule. There's 60 capsules in each package.
How do people trust capsules from Amazon? You have no idea.
When someone provides enough information.
Well, you don't know that those ingredients are actually in them. I prefer somebody like you, who I know, who puts together these things locally.
Yeah, it helps.
Well,
you don't know where the company is actually located from either.
Right.
So there's a lot of unknowns for sure. And so that's what pentadecanoic acid does. It actually has all these properties that, don't make sense from a fatty acid, because it also rebuilds the myelin sheath. It has a direct effect on fatty liver disease, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer. So there's all kinds of benefits from a fatty acid, which is fascinating. And so their component's called nervonic acid. Scientists were able to isolate and understand nervonic acid from the 1920s when they were studying sharks. Sharks, when they get when they have a traumatic brain injury, like a shark runs into a propeller off a boat or something weird like that, they found that sharks have so much nervonic acid that they can repair their brain almost immediately, and they believed it was because they have high concentrations of nervonic acid.
How come we don't get that?
Well, we do, except for we only have it when we're an infant. So by the time we're 6 months old, there's almost no nervonic acid left, because all that nervonic acid has went into building the nerve tissue. And so as we age, we have to consume it. And the foods that we in America eat have very little nervonic acid. So as we age, you know, a lot of nervonic acid comes from seeds. Cold-pressed seed oils have high concentration, meaning less than 1%, by the way. So they have relatively high concentrations of nervonic acid, but we in America don't consume large amount of seeds or cold-pressed seed oils much anymore. So that's where we can get nervonic acid from. And so what never made sense to me in regards to this is nervonic acid composes roughly 40% of the myelin sheath in the brain. 40%. So if we look at someone that might have neurodegenerative disease for some reason, something like MS or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, or just really getting old, lack of cognitive, we have inflammation, so if our brain feels foggy, that all can be the result of not having enough nervonic acid. And so this is why I paired these two fatty acids together, because they compound off each other, they work together. I believe that with pentadecanoic and nervonic acid, that is roughly about 60% of the total of what the myelin sheath is from the brain to the central nervous system. And so if you ask me why science and medicine has never, you know, put more effort into this, the question might be is because, well, if people start healing themselves, then they don't make as much money. Nervonic acid has a lot of functionalities. It has anti-inflammatory property. When we were doing testing with this, most fascinating thing was within about 1 to 2 hours, my brain felt free. There was no sludge. There was no fatigue. It just seemed like everything was just 100% accessible. It was really fascinating. So nervonic acid can benefit stroke repair, Alzheimer's disease, cerebral palsy, brain atrophy, memory loss, insomnia, forgetfulness. Nervonic acid can, I'm reading this as I'm going through because there's so much information. It can work on neuropathy. It can work on cold sensitivity to fingers and toes. It can work on encephalopathy, which is traumatic brain injury over long periods of time. This single fatty acid can do all of these things. And so on the website under Nerve Revive, all this information I'm reading from right now is all on there, so you guys can read it also. And so nervonic acid also benefits arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, muscle pain, has antioxidant properties. It can work to combat cancer, heart disease, neurodegenerative disorders. So this fatty acid extract came from a maple tree. The seeds of maple trees, certain types of maple trees, have high concentration of nervonic acid. And so they just refined it and was able to extract nervonic acid from maple seeds. So there's anti-cancer properties. There's a lot of science that supports it can reverse and repair a lot of the nervous system in the brain and central nervous system. There's studies that show that it can combat lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer. Works on fatty liver, chronic kidney disease, has antibacterial, antiviral effects. It can combat E. coli, Staphylococcus aureus.
And what's the name of the ingredient again? Because I think it's been minutes now.
Nervonic acid.
Such a long list. Okay.
Nervonic acid. Pentadecanoic acid and sunflower lecithin. Those are the components in this formula. And then with the amino acid complex, it kind of pulls it all together. And so it's very efficient. It feels good. If you I just feel free. There's nothing restricting how my brain can function.
And does it cross through the myelin sheath or restore it? What's its effect on the brain's myelin sheath?
It can rebuild it. Both
rebuild it.
Both,
okay.
Both fatty acids have a significant effect on the myelin sheath. They very easily pass through the blood-brain barrier.
Blood-brain barrier. Yeah, yep. I've heard so much about this lately. What a brilliant design.
It is.
In the body to have this.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. And so that's where pharmaceuticals run into roadblocks in regards to the brain, is they can't get chemicals through the blood-brain barrier. And so that's the big limitation. The blood-brain barrier will not allow chemicals to get into it because it doesn't benefit the brain.
And that's the big plus for your products, not pharmaceuticals. And you're right. The brain is very much affected by what gets through this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, alcohol gets through it.
It does. It affects the brain for sure.
Yeah. And so, fascinating stuff. BrainHealthFormulas.com, folks. One more segment. We'll get back quickly with Derek. If you have a question, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 950.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Current temperature, 50 degrees in Reno. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee for one more segment. Phone number 884-9910. Let's go talk to Natalie in Reno. Question for Derek. Hi, Natalie. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I actually just placed an order yesterday for Christmas gifts that I've been meaning to do for a while. And I have a husband and a father and a father-in-law all kind of with the same just nagging kind of sports injury pain and stiffness. So I got the Restore, and I also got one of the Mighty Cell, I think it's called. Is there anything else you'd recommend?
Dopexol has a tremendous benefit to that as well, especially if it's traumatic brain injury based, because I believe that when we have trauma to the brain, it starts to affect hormones, and dope means the primary hormone that I believe gets disabled is dopamine, because that I believe dopamine is the most significant contributor to how the nervous system functions. And so I believe dopamine takes the biggest hit also when it comes to traumatic brain injury. But yes, Restore and Mighty Cell are a great start for sure.
Okay. And the Dopexol?
Dopexol's going to, yeah.
Sorry. Are you still doing the buy three, get the fourth one?
Yes.
Or that expired?
Just buy three products for anyone who wants to do this. Just buy three products and add the fourth one in the notes section in checkout. Because if you buy four products, I can't do anything with it at that point. So just buy three products. Make sure they're close to equal value of what you want for the fourth free product, by the way. And yes, we'll add that in on shipping if you'd like to do that.
Wow.
Okay,
awesome,
got it.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Well, that's great. Buy three, get the fourth free. And the bundles that you market on your brainhealthformulas.com are a great value.
Yeah.
You just talked about the newest product, Nerve Revive. Phenomenal. And you have a brain and nerve bundle.
Yeah. So this, I've been waiting for this, the Nerve Revive, all those components to show up to bundle this together. I've been really excited about it for a long time. Because if we look at science and medicine, science and medicine looks at, you know, drugs from a singularity place. And if you only look at a singularity, then you're missing that the whole body doesn't function from a single function. Everything works in coordination. So if we're deficient in dopamine, we're not going to be able to produce growth hormone properly. We're not going to be able to produce testosterone properly. We're not going to be able to produce estrogen properly. We don't produce any hormone properly if we're deficient in dopamine. And so if we don't have enough dopamine, we start to get something like a food allergy reaction. And so dopamine is really critical. And so anytime that we start to have these issues with hormones, then everything starts to go askew. And so there's a lot of there's a lot of, I start grouping things together because our body doesn't function in a singularity. We need other components for everything to work together. And this is what prompted me to put this bundle together, to start working at, okay, how does the brain, what does the brain need in order to optimize function? So we have Restore. Restore is going to activate the brain. Restore is what I use to repair all of my traumatic brain injury issues. I did that by itself. So you have a lot more tools in the toolbox now. So Restore is part one. Part two is something like Dopexol. That's going to improve dopamine production, which then enables us to make repairs that arguably can't be done without the production of dopamine. So then we have neurogenesis formula, which is going to actually start the regeneration or rebuilding of a brand new or old nerve cell to start to build brand new neurons. And so we have dopamine, we have Restore, we have neurogenesis, which is all beginning phase of the brand new nerve cell. We have the hormone to support the brand new generation of a nerve cell. And then we add in the components that are missing in the brain to rebuild the myelin sheath of the entire nerve line from the brain to central nervous system. Wow. If we can correct, oh man, I got cut off.
It's, well,
jeez.
Folks, check
talk
out,
about an Oscar curtain call. Holy crap.
Well, that was loud, yeah. check out the brain and nerve bundle. Check out the updated holiday bundle. Those are values. And talk about value. It's buy three, get four free at brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, have yourself a Merry Christmas.
And you as well, John. Merry Christmas.